next Let's Talk study from the Word of God. Today I want to look at our response to the difficulties we experience in life. When we're confronted with problems in life, we need to be able to deal with them in a God-honoring way. The psalmist says we need to be still people. What is a still person? A still person is someone who, in spite of their problems, they still hang on to the Lord, trusting Him to see them through. Here's what the psalmist says about being a still person. The psalmist writes in Psalm 42, verses 9 to 11, I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? My adversaries taunt me as if crushing my bones, while all day long they say to me, where is your God? Why am I so depressed? Why is this turmoil within me? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. Did you hear that word in there? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him. This is what it means to be a still person. In spite of David's struggles, he remained a still person. A still person praises God in spite of his or her circumstances. David said, put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. This is what it means to be a still person, trusting in God in spite of circumstances and following after God. In this psalm, David is questioning God about the problems he is facing. He accuses God of forgetting him. It is okay to question God for what He is doing in your life as long as your tone of voice is a trusting tone and not an accusing tone. Here's an example of an accusing tone when talking to God. This is from Psalm 44, verses 23 to 26. The psalmist says, wake up, Lord, why are you sleeping? Get up, don't reject us forever. Why do you hide yourself and forget our affliction and oppression? This is talking to God in an accusative tone rather than a trusting tone. David speaks to God in an accusing tone, but he starts off his questioning of God with the following words of trust. From verse 9, it says, I will say to God, my rock. Then he goes into this list of questions. He calls God his rock before asking God any questions. Before you question God on the circumstances of your life, you need to affirm your trust in God, ultimately God's ultimate care for you. David ended his talk with God by saying, my Savior and my God. David frames his questions of God beginning with, I will say to God my rock, and he ends his psalm with, my Savior and my God. His questions are between these two statements. In the parallel psalms, David repeats his pattern of questioning God, yet still trusting Him. He says in Psalm 43, verse 5, why am I so depressed? Why is this turmoil in me? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. David was a still person, still praising God. He says he is depressed. His enemies oppressed him, and he taunts his adversaries. He says he's oppressed and full of turmoil within him. The psalmist asks God why, as he doesn't understand what the Lord is doing. But even though he questions God, he closes his prayer with his trust in the Lord, saying, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. The key word here is the word still. In our times of struggles, and when we question God for the situations that we're in, it is good to close your prayer time with, I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 42:11 says, why am I so depressed? Why this turmoil within me? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. Conclusion. Psalm 42, 43, and 44 all have this formula of asking God why, and then saying, you still trust God, and will praise Him in spite of the present circumstances. How to be a still person during trials. Number one, realize that God's ways are not our ways. He can be trusted. Number two, realize even when things seem chaotic, God is still in control. Number three, God wants what's best for us even when it's hard. Number four, understanding how God works is not my job, but trusting Him is my job. Number five, peace and joy don't come from my circumstances, from God, but from God. Are you struggling with something today? In asking God why, be sure to start and end your time with your trust in God. Remain a still person, still praising God in spite of the difficulties. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, in spite of our difficulties, we pray that you will help us to maintain our hope and trust and faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen.